You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Welcome on into Dana and Parks. You're going to love this next story. It is soothing. It's happy. It will make you think. The Poetry Society of America has chosen the most beautiful word in the English language.
Oh.
Explosive watery diarrhea.
No, Sam.
I'm sorry.
First of all, if you had to choose three words, I mean, clearly we have a winner.
My finger slipped. I didn't mean to.
Wow, you just dropped that one.
More than...
It was a splash.
More than 1,000 scholars and scribes from the Poetry Society of America have chosen the most beautiful word in the English language. When I give you the finalists, I don't know that you will all agree that this is the most beautiful word, but here it is. Your winner is diaphanous.
Oh.
Merriam-Webster defines diaphanous as something characterized by such fineness of texture as to permit seeing through, as in translucent, or something constituted of extreme delicacy of form.
Now, did they choose this word based on what it means?
No.
Or on how the word is said how and flows off the tongue?
It flows off the tongue.
Explosive watery diarrhea.
It's flowing.
To create a consensus, the Poetry Society of America put multiple words up for a vote, and diaphanous barely came in first with 17%. Now, I want to give you the runners up.
Yeah, what did it beat?
Ethereal, meaning otherworldly, took home second with 12%.
That's a good word.
And then my favorite, mellifluous.
Mellifluous. Mellifluous.
Something sweet, smooth, or pleasant was the third top word with 10%. Now, mellifluous is interesting because I find that to be clunky. Mellifluous.
Mellifluous.
Not beautiful.
Poets choose beautiful words through something called phonesthetics, the branch of linguistics and psychology that studies the subjective pleasantness or unpleasantness of a word. Words comprised of L, M, and S letters are among the most popular choices, including some loan words from Latin languages like luminous, amor.
Couldn't help but notice that three of those letters are in my name.
Is it saudade, S-A-U-D-A-D-E, Portuguese for melancholic nostalgia?
I mean, Samuel sounds pretty beautiful.
Mélange.
Samuel.
All populated that list.
It's a good word.
Quoting here from Matt Brogan, executive director of the Poetry Society, one of the paradoxes of language is that it is easier to hear the distinctive music of a language that you don't know than one that you do. Think about it. He says some words may phonetically seem beautiful, but delineate from delicate connotations. And here are his examples. Words that phonetically seem beautiful, but really are not. Diarrhea. I swear to God, it's number one on the list. Followed by euthanasia. It sounds beautiful.
Explosive watery diarrhea.
Sorry, I missed my cue there. Zoned off for a second.
The meaning of beautiful words change over time, a concept known as semantic shift, a component of linguistic evolution driven by cultural and technological changes. Ultimately, while diaphanous captures the delicate beauty of language, not all modern coinages possess such grace. Yeah.
Explosive watery diarrhea.
Samuel!
So that's the most beautiful, diaphanous, according to the poets.
Yes.
So now, what is the most ugly?
Well, I was going to ask, and I want you guys to text in your submissions, because there's really one winner. at 913-586-77. You know what the word is. When they talk about the beauty of a word or the opposite, it is called phonesthetics. Like, think phonic, then aesthetics. It ranks, if you're a phonesthetician person.
Careful.
You are ranking words on their pleasantness or unpleasantness.
Mm-hmm.
And let me look up and see, according to phonesthetics, if you had to guess, what is the most unpleasant word? I give you one guess. Go.
The one that I want to go to, because everybody goes to it, has an M and an S in it, which would contradict
yes.
the studies. But ooh. I'm going to go with moist.
Yes, you know that. That's it. Uh-huh. Moist is the probably the most.
Moist. How about squelch?
Okay.
Or phlegm.
There, you got one. Moist is often cited as the most loathed word in the English language due to its lingering vowels and clammy connotations.
Moist.
Phlegm ranks poorly due to a clunky consonant cluster and associated with bodily fluids.
What about crevice?
No.
Does it matter how you say it?
Curdle, pulp, and slit feature abrupt stops or hissing sounds that many find grating on the ear as well.
Crepuscular.
Ooh, no, I kind of like crepuscular.
Wait, what? What does that mean?
What does it mean? It is a word.
Are you just making things up in there?
No, ooh. No, I'm looking up.
All right.
Secretion.
Secretion is on the list. Maggots is on the list. Mucus. Oh. Is on the list.
Crepuscular means active at dawn or dusk.
Okay.
Like a crepuscular smear,
secrete.
What about absquatulate?
No, I like absquatulate. Roaches is on the list.
Pulchritude.
I feel like some of these are only on the list, though, not because of the way the word sounds, but because of what you envision.
Wait, we might have one worse than moist. And it's on the list of 56 of the worst words in the English language.
Moist.
Pustule. That is the worst.
Or just pus in general.
It's also on the list, Sam. Followed by, it don't goes squeeze. Phlegm, pus, and pustule.
Yeah, don't squeeze that one.
What else is
okay,
on
really,
here?
Okay, really, text line. I can't say any of those.
I'm going to be honest. Hubby is on here. I hate that word. Let me check with the hubby. I don't like the word hubby, and I don't know why.
Okay.
Is on the list, as you just said.
Felony?
No, I like felony. I mean, I would prefer not to commit one or have one committed on me.
Disheveled?
I like disheveled. Damp, curd, rancid, winningest. Wait, when? How do you?
Winningest?
Winningest is on the list of the top 56 words people hate.
Why?
I don't know.
Ooh, grundle.
I don't mind grundle. I think pustule might be worse than moist.
And great point from the text line. Why do we have a bunch of disgusting words that describe male and female anatomy? Basically, every word just sounds
bad.
I won't be saying them on the radio.
Oh, how about snot?
Here's one that people hate.
Vomit.
On the 56 words.
Puke.
And it's just not a good word. And I agree. And I'm a breeder. Fetus. I hate that word.
Female anatomy. There you go.
What? No, it's not a female anatomy word. But baby is
well,
so
what is
pleasant.
It?
It's anatomy.
Baby is pleasant. Newborn is pleasant. Infant also pleasant. Fetus is like, I don't know. It's just gross.
What
it's a gross
turd?
Word.
Lot of these are based just on our own brains and how we hear things and the sounds of them all. I mean, fetus, there's nothing wrong with a fetus.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's like femur or, you
know. No, femur does not have the same, like, it doesn't do the same thing to me.
What about fungus?
Ooh. Yeah, fungus.
Moist fungus.
No!
Crusty. Crusty fungus.
No, crusty, moist fungus.
Well, which is it,
yeah,
Dan?
It can't be crusty and moist.
Oh,
we are going to break.
fecal matter. Repugnant.
Go to pray.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.